as the gilded brown edge house of lost souls and confused outlooks erected high above the lush greenery was shrouded by the Cooper Square purple sign and strewn along the side of the road was trenches of disregarded flowers from a bygone age that was elevated some accounting book in a far-off office in a cubicle not known from this location. Said Mr. Julian Gravis, "Burton, I find, is a peculiar place, with black looming darkness and signs off your face, with stripy-haired hooligans with a threatening look. Give me the car keys, let's take a look." As he rambled on with his coffee so bold, a big yellow mobility link bus flew past. It made no sense, it did not rhyme, but it doesn't matter. Audio boo's not a crime. The three bulbous lights that around him shone, they looked like they could do with a bit of a paint. A man opposite with a little deck chair, walking, upset, bedraggled, ugly hair. "I'm deciding to finish this little ditty now, before people think I've completely gone mad. See, madness has many levels, I have found, but only when coffee is abound."